You know, I feel like I need to play guitar. And I want Jenny to come up and sing. Oh. It's unannounced and she's impromptu and she hates it. But keeps our marriage exciting, so come on up. Pastor Ross, how do you turn this on? It on.
We good?
We're good?
Okay. What are we singing?
You make me wonder. Oh, so Jenny and I, we came back from Cambodia, and her counseling center just celebrated 10th anniversary, and we had a wonderful party, and so many people came out, and she actually wanted to sing this song, and I thought, wow, that's great. So this is a song I wrote when I was 17, my first Christian song, and she wanted to sing it, but I didn't know that the guitar was caped up, so it was so high, she couldn't really do her best, so I thought, give her one more chance. Round of applause, please.
Wow. So it's a redemption time, huh? Oh my gosh. You make me wonder, God, is there love? The world is full of hatred, ideas so warm. Is there anybody who can sing me a song? Song of peace, song of hope, song of love. Is there any love left in this world?
Sorry.
If so, let me feel it by my heart. Let it flow from me. People roaming in the streets, hungry for love. Broken homes and broken hearts, nowhere to go. Is there anybody who can bring me home? Heal their wounds, touch their hearts, bring them home. Is there any love left in this world? If so, let me feel it by my heart. Oh, my Lord, let it flow from me. Let it flow from me. Thank you.
Now I'm gonna die at home, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. Pastor Ross emailed me and asking me, so what are you going to preach on so we could prepare worship? When you wrote that, I was in a bullet train in Korea going from Sejong to Busan. It's a wild, crazy story, but I had to go to Korea for 6 days. And so I landed in Korea Monday evening and took a bus to a city called Sejong, 3 hours away. And next day, I was at a different city working on some legal issues. And next day, I had to take Busan bullet train. That's where I get a text from, email from Pastor Ross. Next day, I had to bullet train back to Seoul. When I arrived at 12, I had a lunch meeting, dinner meeting, and then next day, I was at a national Christian newspaper promoting STAY, the anti-suicide or suicide prevention work in Korea and U.S. here. Next day, I actually had a meeting, all-day meeting. I came home, fainted, slept, and then I had to come back to America. People say that, why you go so quick? I said, because I have to preach at this church called Catalyst on Sunday. So I had to fly out Saturday, and on the way to airport, I text my friend. I said, dude, I'm sorry, I cannot meet you because I'm on the airport right now. He said, I'll go meet you there. And so he actually came to meet me at the airport. We had a long 3-hour meeting, and I got on the plane, 12-hour flight, 11-hour flight. I left my motorcycle at the airport because I didn't have too much luggage. And I remember Saturday, yesterday, 9:40, riding my Jack. I call my bike Jack. I'm riding my Jack home thinking, what just happened? Why am I going home in Jack now? It was a good thing that I'm asking what happened, because if I start asking who am I, then I'm in serious trouble, you know? So I came home, slept. But I remember when Pastor Ross asked me, what are you going to preach on? I'm like, you know, something about heaven and hell, you know, and there are two kinds of people, you know. Something like that. He said, oh, good, then I'll prepare. I'm like, you will? Okay, that's great. Well, there are two kinds of people, right? ask your neighbor, are you heaven bound? Are you heaven bound? If they said yes, say, cool. Or ask them a question, are you hellbound? If they said yes, then it's going to get hot. So there's only two kinds of people, cool people and hot people. And the picture that I've been meditating on quite some time now is this one. You'll find this picture at Glendale Forest Lawn. The title of the huge picture is so large. If you've ever never been to Forest Lawn in Glendale, you must go there. This is the first painting I saw in 1973, where I immigrated to America at 12 years old, and my father took us to Forest Lawn. I didn't know. I thought because he was like artistic. No, it was free at the time. And so Forest Lawn, you could go there, watch this for free, this huge painting. The title's called Resurrection. It's talking about Hebrews, that you see multitude of witnesses. And this is a resurrected Christ, welcomed by the people in heaven. And the reason I've been meditating on this, because I'm doing anti-suicide or suicide prevention work right now for the last 2 years, and wrote some books, now begin to write songs, and crazy part is that this is a vision that my father-in-law had when he was passing. He was a great, great man, Taekwondo 10th degree, grandmaster, and you know, people always wonder, why are you so nice to your wife? Like, my father-in-law trained Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris. What do you think? So this great man of God, on the deathbed, actually, and we're talking, and he started talking about, Sokwan Moksa, you know, he's calling me Pastor O. How come I see multitude greeting me? And I'm like, wow, Dad, you're seeing heaven, you're seeing open heaven right now. You're seeing all these people he helped to bring to Christ. You know, he ran a Taekwondo place, but he had about 20,000 disciples, but a lot of them actually had an open casket funeral, shaking hands with my mother-in-law and saying that, because of your husband, I became a Christian. Because he trained me through the words and through, I mean, so when I think about that, and I always start meditating, I put it actually in my calendar, and I'm looking at it, I said, Lord, how many? No, really. When I'm heaven-bound, Lord, and this is a cool thing to be in on earth, but how many would come and say, welcome, because of you, I'm in heaven today. Wow. It would be so sad if there's only 17, right? It says, multitude of witnesses, right? And it's like, wow, it would be nice, millions and millions of people. And so two things I was doing as I was traveling through this crazy schedule in Korea, and I was meditating on that, and I started meditating on tree, because I'm part of the poultry society now 30 years old and became poet through that organization. In Korean cultural context, you cannot officially call yourself poet until you are published through legitimate poetry society. And so I was published through Epipodo, which means to love, and in Greek. And so now they are celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they actually asked me to do a special lecture on turning, how to turn poetry into song. So I've been kind of meditating, and the theme was tree. So I've been meditating on trees. I'm thinking about heaven, meditating on tree, and it landed on this Chinese character. Next, Chinese character. Now, if you're a good Chinese, read that with me in Chinese. How do you say it? Loud, I cannot. Oh, sounds very familiar. Korean says 휴식. Yeah. So Chinese reads it like her, Korean reads it 휴식. We're reading same Chinese character. Isn't it crazy that the FOB is teaching ABC how to read Chinese? It's only in America, right? It's read 휴식. And you know that Chinese character is pictorial. It's drawn as a picture, right? So when you break down rest, the next one, 휴식 means rest. The first word, next, is made of person leaning against the tree. That's what made hu. So when in Chinese said rest, it's double emphasis, 휴식, rest, rest. But the first word is person resting on the tree. Shik means the next word. Next. The self bring the heart. So the Hushik or rest in Chinese cultural context involves tree, but it means the final one, the next one. Wait by the tree and turn your heart back to yourself. That's what it literally means. Wow. Chinese characters are pretty deep, isn't it? You cannot get that from English word rest. Because when you say in English, English is functional language. Rest means you see yourself with remote control in a chair. But when Chinese said rest, they actually see themselves bringing their heart under the tree and meditate. That's what rest is. But of course, I'm not thinking about tree now. I'm thinking about the tree of the Bible. Bible says that whoever is hung on the tree will be cursed. Talking about the cross. Every time I think about the word rest in Chinese, I think about the cross. There's no true rest without the cross. You could rest all you want. You could go Cancun vacation 365 days. There won't be rest until you bring it to the cross and meditate what God has done for you. Amen. So this was me going. I was in six cities in 6 days and in a bullet train thinking about, wow, Lord, how do I bring this anti-suicide prevention or suicide prevention movement into one image? And God gave me this beautiful, beautiful concept. Next one. It's called stay. One more day, one more conversation. And when I saw that, I'm going, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm gonna write my movement on. And God has been challenging me to do suicide prevention work. And I really don't know what that meant. You know, it's one of those things like God says, go. And like, no, I won't go until you go with me. Let's go. If you say, let's go, I'll go. And he said, okay, let's go. So I'm holding his hand. 2 years ago, I wrote a book on suicide, and it just did not do well. Well, this is a vase I bought from Korea. I love this design. And Jenny said, God, you're so grandma-like, you know. And but I love the design. So I'm thinking, Lord, but how do I just put it in one image? And the word stay came. Stay. One more day, one more conversation. It's out of the research of WHO. WHO declared that post-pandemic, more people kill themselves through depression than what pandemic did to them. Pandemic caused isolation, and isolation caused depression, and depression is major cause of suicide. Can you imagine more people die than COVID has killed? And yet we do not make it an issue. I mean, we made it into such a huge issue when pandemic happened. Like, oh my God! But more people are dying now in the world because they're killing themselves more than COVID-19 did. So gotta do something, right? I said, Lord. And they said, the average guy will never check into hospital or check into issue. 80% of those people who have crisis and then go had someone sit by them and listen to their story for 3 hours. Just 3 hours. Then they will not make that decision. And I thought, that is so sad. So my message to these people is just stay one more day, just one more, and just one more conversation. So when it came, and I was like, wow, this is great, and the reason, we just came back from, you know, Korea, Cambodia 2 weeks ago, and then last week, in the middle of the week, someone calls and said, hey, you know that document you made and trying to get your green card in Korea? Yeah, you used the wrong address. You need to come and change that. Otherwise, you're going to lose your F4 visa. I'm like, I just got back a week ago. That's why we had to go back. And I was just wondering, like, why am I here, Lord? You could have done that, you know, when I was here. And all this kind of going, talking to God, like, I just wasted $2,000, Lord. You know, your money, you know. And the crazy thing happened because when I arrived in America, the first guy I texted was the guy who has a Christian weekly newspaper agency in LA. He's a Korean Christianity Today kind of magazine. And I know the CEO got associated with somebody, and I said, hey, can I see you? Because I want suicide prevention to be starting at Korean community in LA. And he said, oh, Pastor O, I'm sorry, I'm visiting Korea right now. So I said, oh, dude, okay, then when you come back, we'll meet. So last week, I was in Korea, so I emailed him again, hey, can I see you now since you're in Korea? I said, oh, no, I came back to America. And he said, but since you're in Korea, why don't you go to the headquarter? I'm like, oh, I thought it was a local newspaper agency in America. No, we're a global company. And the headquarter, huge building, headquarters in Korea. And you could meet the chief editor. I'm like, and then I was scratching my head, oh, that's why. There are 7.5 million Korean diaspora all over the world. And this newspaper agency is touching them through internet, through YouTube, through paper, all it's daily. And it was so wild because I was doing an interview by this guy. And he said, and I was asking him, what would be the impact of me starting this in LA versus here? Night and day. Because when we air, every major city in the world will carry our news. So just by doing this, you become global. I'm like, I like global, especially free. It's like, yeah. I gave him the sign. I gave him the logo. And then I said, you know, this is a book I wrote. And then it's written in English and Korean. And actually, I rewrote this last week because I did not had a chance to write and then add the song. Because next page. This is a book I wrote 2 years ago, or last year. And then I rewrote it last week because, not rewrote it, revised it, because I wanted to put this symbol, next page. Because every story is made out of 7 stories. This is Korean cultural context, and Korean girl in the subway, wondering about life, ready to kill herself, and she just hear from God, you know, through BY, the rapper BY's lyric, stay, right? Do not kill yourself, one more day, that kind of message. And so I wrote a song, I used Suno. Jenny said, you did not write it, Suno wrote it. I said, okay, I used Suno to compose this song, right? you better learn sooner than later, because it's so good, right? And so I told that to Pastor Ross. So why don't we hear that one? This is a story about a woman on that, and the next one is actually a music. Wow. No. Yeah, so What happened is that I wrote that song and I was really moved. I thought, wow, that I think this could speak to a lot of young people. If you're using Suno, you have to prompt it at Brazilian blues and gospel. And it will create that for you. It's out of the story I wrote, and out of the story I wrote lyrics, out of the lyrics comes, and now it's in Spotify and in 150 music platform in the world right now. 150. So I thought, if it's gonna be 150 platform, I wrote that song in 10 languages, in Chinese, Japanese, and just you know, anything that Suno could do it good job on, I did it. Why? Because my motivation is not to sell this song. My motivation is not so people could say, oh, man, you did a pretty good job. No, I don't care about if I did a good job or not, man. That's not the point. Point is one soul to catch that and do not stop from making the wrong decision and meet me in heaven someday. And said, you know that song? I listened to in Chinese at the China subway, man, in Shanghai. In Chinese. You crazy guy. Thank you. Oh, in heaven, we all speak same language, you know, so Chinese will speak to me in English, you know, so. And that's my prayer. That because that's the calling that God has given me this time. Suicide prevention. I don't know what calling that God has given you. But I just want to do my darn best. When God says to do something, you know. Unlike your kid, take the garbage out. They don't, it's like, do it joyfully. Oh, garbage, oh, yay, woo-hoo, my destiny. You know. Yeah, I got two girls and one boy, and I brainwashed my boy. It's like, okay, son, you know what you do? Yeah, I know, my destiny. And then he takes the garbage out. So. You don't want my princess to do that kind of job, do you? Oh, I know that. Okay. No. Yeah, do it cheerfully. Because you're going to do it anyways. God told you to do it. You're going to do it anyways. Do your darn best. Do it cheerfully. Amen? And so I said, you know, people and always want to calculate success. Like, so how many listen? I don't care. Did you make money? Why you keep on talking about making money, man? I'm just obeying God. I want this song to be sung in 10 languages and 150 stations. Some lady in Spain stopped killing herself because she listened to that. That's all I want, right? And someday that I'll meet her in heaven. And so, you know, in Korea, the subway system is fantastic. And it was gorgeous, gorgeous day. And I had to go to the subway station and I sat by, and the next one, I sat by this. And I saw this. I was sitting right there. Wow, what a beautiful trees, right? And then I zoomed in and I saw this. Ooh, why do you think they have that? Ring around the trunk. And I go, why would they have that? And then realize when they were small, they actually put the rope around or the wire around to keep attention, otherwise the storm comes and, right? Ah, it's that. And the wire around me. So the whole thing started coming to me. The suicide prevention, heaven and hell, the tree. And then, oh, I have to teach my poetry society how to turn a poem into a song. This is it. So I turned it into a song. So. Let's see. Wow. The trees around me. It's let me explain. It's about pause it for a second. Pause. Yeah, okay. This is from the tree's perspective. How tree understand his scars. And some of you are like that. It's like, why did I go through hell like that? Why did God allow me to go through that and wonder? Right? Let this tree speak to you in a song. Go ahead.
Why did you turn me down? I was only young, Every time the cold wind came, I thought that I would die. Then your hands arrived with rope and rusted wire. You wrapped around my body and pulled the tension tighter. I didn't understand why love would hurt like this. Why saving me would leave a wound I'd never miss. Every season, a circle grew deeper. And I carried silent anger inside my wooden heart. Why did you hold me down?
Amen. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people like that, and I think first time composing it, I did it at indie pop style, and I want a British accent on it. I like to say, I can't, you know, it's like, so cool. I cried. And Jenny, as a counselor, also heard it, and she said she cried, and because so many of us carry these kind of scars, and God never meant that to bring you down. And so the next picture, let's go back to that picture again, and original resurrection, and I said, that's only tell the half of the story. So I came up with my masterpiece, the next one, and wow, graphic, huh? I told Charlie, my ChatGPT, to, can you draw hell below? He said, it's against our policy, sir. So I said, okay, so can you just draw me a lot of fire? He said, yes. ChatGPT is not that smart. I just hung up on hell, you know. It's just what it is, a lot of fire. And literally, Jesus there, standing there, he's the gate. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the gate. And we need to enter through that narrow gate called Jesus. Amen. We need to take that cross daily and follow him to be there. And the only other option, there is two kinds of people. It's going to get really hot. Let's stay as a cool people, heading heaven-bound. And you know, we could spend eternity there as Catalyst small group, in big heaven small group, and talk for millions of years of the stuff that God has done in our lives, the stuff that God made that happen in your life. You know, someone said that, you know, when did you know the word wow was invented? I said, no. When Jesus walked on water, Peter said, wow, walked on water. I want people to look at your life and said, wow, how do you do that? Or is it going to be, ooh, let's keep it wow, amen. Let's pray. Father, worship team, come. Father, we thank you. We want to keep it simple, Lord. We're heaven bound. We love you. And we want this gospel to be told. To imagine now, today, more people are killing themselves than during COVID because of COVID has killed. I pray for that one soul who may be thinking about that now, to stop. For them to look at their scars and say, maybe looking at the tree and said, maybe I need huge rest. Maybe see every tree as the cross and said, you know, I need to follow Jesus, taking that cross daily. Let's not complicate our journey with Christ with all these issues and agendas and theories and concepts and act like we really have to understand everything in order to live. No, you don't have to understand everything. Just live it. Just do it. One thing that you could do to save one soul. So Holy Spirit, God, come. Would you open your heart? Speak to us, Lord. We stand before you like that tree, wondering why. So much pain. But Father, I pray they will not stand before you and sin against you by complaining and grudging. Magnificent God, awesome God, we don't understand, but we stand before you and say, God, have your ways in me. I just don't get it, but Lord, I want to be faithful to you today. Carry that cross, Lord, the burden you've given in my heart. I don't understand why, but I'll carry it cheerfully and say, God's will be done. And I'd like to envision seeing the multitudes, Lord, thousands, hundreds, millions even, Lord, to hear that through your prayer, through your giving, through your touch, through your buying me coffee and sending me a note and emailing me a text, comforting me. Oh, man and woman of peace, Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Let your gifting be activated, accentuated, amplified, that what's done in addition will be turned into multiplication now. If you had the gift of fight, you are the warrior, then Lord bless you. Fight not against each other, fight against the devil. Taking the souls to hell every single day. Claim their lives, fight for them. One who's in the room depressed, thinking that I'm going to end today, God, would you give them hope? And said, there is not. It's okay. It's okay to hurt. So Holy Spirit, God, come. Use us as a vessel. Let us become that narrow gate, Jesus' way, and telling people He's the only way. The exclusivity of Jesus is not something that Christianity coined. It's the truth. That's what gospel stands for. Only way is Jesus. So, Father, I just pray that as we see the picture of resurrection, that we also have wisdom to see hell below and be urgent, be more focused, more serious about the life that we have in Christ. We give you glory. We give you thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give God a big hand, shall we?